Republicans yesterday defeated the Democrats' jobs bill 5741. That's bad news if you've been unemployed for more than 6 months, because it means that you're losing your weekly unemployment benefits. But it's also bad news if you've been waiting for years for the settlement of a long-standing class action lawsuit brought by black farmers against the Department of Agriculture. It's a $4.6 billion lawsuit if you include the damages owed to Native Americans as well. We've been following this story quite a bit on this show, and joining us now is Gary Grant, president of the Black Farmers and Agriculturists Association. Good morning.
Good morning.
Gary, we spoke with you in April. And you sounded a much different tone with you in April. You were hopeful. You said you were getting ready for this long-standing discrimination dispute to finally be settled. And yesterday, it looks like, yet again, you've been disappointed. How does that feel?
Well, it doesn't feel good, and certainly doesn't speak well for our country in trying to put to rest a past wrong that needs to be put to rest.
Remind us of what is at the heart of this discrimination suit against the Department of Agriculture.
The fact that between 1981, well, long before then, but the time period is 1981 to 1996, that the agents of the United States Department of Agriculture discriminated and actually practiced racism against black farmers all across the country in loan programs and delivery of other programs, and failing to help them to meet the standards that they needed in order to become successful farmers.
And Gary, this isn't like a settlement. This is a judgment. The courts have
right.
ordered the government
to
actually write this check.
The government, the judgment, it's a judgment. The court has ordered that it be paid, and I just don't understand why our elected officials, who are supposed to be representing the people, can take care of everybody but the people. Well, everything but the people. They seem to take care of corporations pretty well, but they don't seem to take care of the people who elect them very well.
The black farmers weren't the only ones who were disappointed in not getting paid a long-standing settlement. There's also a number of Native Americans who are expecting a final payment on the mismanagement of their trust funds. And it appears that do you feel as though politics is hurting perhaps the most vulnerable?
Well, I think that what really needs to happen, and I'm not one of these people that go around screaming, take our country back, but we certainly need to, everyone needs to take a look at what is going on in Washington, D.C., who's being taken care of. I mean, these are blatant wrongs. There's discrimination and racism against the black farmers and the Native Americans. This is something that their trust fund has been abused. So, I mean, how much longer do we allow this to go on?
Well, Gary Grant, let me ask you, is this basically a political story? The Republicans said they were trying to be fiscally responsible, that this doesn't mean that these things don't get paid, but that they don't want to add $30 billion to the national debt. So is this just about politics?
I would say it's not just about politics, and I hate to say that our country continues to wallow in racism. We see that every day. Those of us who are living especially in the South, we deal with it on a daily basis. And even in New York City, it can be noted that racism still is the rule of the day.
Do you have hope that this will eventually get paid?
Well, let's see. The first Pickford One was settled in 1999, and we're still trying to get people who were in that class through, and now we get another roadblock for Pickford 2 in 2010. So that's 11 years, and we've not been able to get it settled, even though the courts have ordered. So my question would be, what is it that black people in this country will have to do in order to have fairness? We've been to the streets, we've been to the legislatures, and we've been to the courts. What is it that we can do?
Gary Grant.
And I think seriously that we have to think about who's representing us, and also people in America who believe in truth and justice need to think about who's representing them. This country can save anyone that it chooses to save. This country puts money any place that it chooses to put it, no matter what the deficit is. Get this over with so that we can start a healing process.
Gary Grant, president of the Black Farmers and Agriculturalists Association.
Talking about a very slow-growing crop there, of money that's not been paid out of the federal treasury, and it's held up once again. If you want to comment on anything on the program, 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can post a comment to thetakeaway.org. You know how to reach.